A new 242-foot research vessel is on the way for the University of Alaska's School of Fisheries and Ocean Science. To be paid for with federal economic stimulus money, it will be owned by the National Science Foundation and operated by the university out of Seward. Dean Dennis Wiesenberg says the Alaska Region Research Vessel is larger than the school's previous ship, will support more scientists over a longer period of time with more instrumentation, and will be able to navigate through rough Alaska waters and ice.
It's actually one of the few vessels that's designed for both doing research on ocean properties and research in fisheries. Faculty will be using it to understand the changes that are going on in the Arctic, and climate change is having an effect that we're seeing every year, and more information is needed to understand and to model the changes that are taking place. And so the vessel will allow Arctic scientists to collect information in areas they've not been able to get to previously and do work for longer periods of time in areas where we need more information for understanding changes in the Arctic.
As an example of the work of the ship, Wiesenberg mentioned the Bering Sea, where fisheries data is plentiful, but oceanographic data is not. The research vessel will provide better information on what is happening there.
This vessel will allow scientists to work in three seasons in the Bering Sea, to go up into the ice in the Bering Sea when they need to with its ice-breaking capability, and to do research to understand how the changing environmental system in the Bering Sea is having an effect on the fisheries that are so important to Alaska and the nation.
He says it's more than a vessel just for Alaska. He says it will serve scientists from the U.S. and other countries for their Arctic studies. Wiesenberg was in Washington, D.C. today when the National Science Foundation announced the vessel. He says construction proposals have already been requested from shipyards around the country. Delivery to Alaska is expected in 3 years.